Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today's Alleluia Antiphon before the Gospel kind of sums up the message of today's readings. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Because in the first reading, as well as in the Gospel, we see the righteous man being persecuted. In the first reading, it's Jeremiah the prophet, and in the Gospel, it is John the Baptist. And so see how this is really the battle that takes place here in this world, right? It is the just and the angels against the unjust and the fallen angels. And so we see all of the dynamics going on in the Gospel. We have Herodias, okay, the adulterous woman who hates John the Baptist. The same thing with Herod, who wants to kill him, but he fears the people. So we've got a birthday celebration taking place. We can imagine the gluttony taking place. We've got the sensual dance that is performed. There we've got lust going on. We've got pride because the king did not want to have justice done by not going through with his oath, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, right? Not for the sake of justice, but because of his reputation, because of his pride. And so these are the ways of the world, right? This is the way of the world. It's not according to virtue, but it's according to vice. And as a result, the just man John is persecuted. Similar thing taking place in today's first reading with the prophet Jeremiah, where the priests and prophets, right? The prophets in this case are these men who dedicate themselves to singing the Psalms and these type of things. Nevertheless, they're all unjust because they have the unjust accusation against the real prophet who is on the scene, and that's the prophet Jeremiah. So in all of this context, the responsorial psalm then gives us the prayer of the just being persecuted, right? These words of the psalm can be placed on every just soul who is enduring persecution in this world. Lord, in your great love, answer me. Rescue me out of the mire, may I not sink. May I be rescued from my foes and from the watery depths. Let not the flood waters overwhelm me, nor the abyss swallow me up, nor the pit close its mouth over me. And so God, he hears our cries and he answers them. And in recent history, our Lord answered our cries by sending us not a prophet, but the Queen of Prophets, the Blessed Virgin Mary, who came to Fatima for our help, for our aid and assistance. And I like to apply the words of the prophet Jeremiah to those of Our Lady, right? Because it is the same Holy Spirit who inspires the psalm, who inspires the words of the prophet Jeremiah, and who is the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So no surprise that these very words of the prophet, inspired by the Holy Spirit, can also be applied to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Namely, it was the Lord who sent me to prophesy against this house and city, all that you have heard. And we think about Our Lady arriving at Fatima, being sent from heaven, and saying, it was the Lord who sent me to prophesy against the world, all that you have heard. And what did Our Lady prophesy? She said, if people do not cease offending God, God will punish the world for its crimes by means of war, famine, and persecutions of the church and of the Holy Father. The prophet Jeremiah says, and so can Our Lady, now therefore reform your ways and your deeds. Listen to the voice of the Lord your God. What does Our Lady say to us at Fatima? Stop offending God, who is already so much offended. The prophet Jeremiah, so that the Lord will repent of the evil with which he threatens you. And again, Our Lady said, if my requests are heeded, there will be peace. Now, the next thing that the prophet says, I don't apply to Our Lady, but I apply to us. The prophet then goes on to say, as for me, I am in your hands. Do with me what you think good and right. After Our Lady comes to Fatima and she reveals these things to us, this should be the response of the faithful soul. As for me, I am in your hands, O Immaculate Mother, totally consecrated to you and to your Immaculate Heart. Do with me what you think good and right. And in fact, this was, more or less, the response of the three children at Fatima. This is what enabled them to become saints, because they totally consecrated themselves in spirit to Our Lady. And she was able to work with them and through them to bring an end to the war and to bring about that period of peace for a short while, in any case, before the Second World War. But we want to have these same sentiments in our hearts, to totally give ourselves to Our Lady and to allow her to do with us what she thinks is good and right. And if we do that, we can have great confidence, right, that all will be well. All things work for the good for those who love God. And we can piously add, and His Blessed Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.